If you don't know about Ambition 2016, here's what I can tell you. Go to the local meeting in your area. Ask someone, have you ever been to Ambition? And then let them tell you how awesome this event is going to be. And corporate has already promised us that because this is our 10-year anniversary event, it's going to be bigger and better than any Ambition we've ever had. Now, I've been to them all, and I'm expecting big things. They've always pulled out all the stops for Ambition. I can't wait to see what they're going to do this year. You need to be there with us, okay? Power Trip, April 14th through the 16th, Dallas, Texas. The response has been so awesome that we've now had to move the location of where it's going to be, okay? So here's what you want to do. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Again, ambitpowertrip.com. You can see the information on the new location, and you can register for Ambit Power Trip April 14th through the 16th. We're going to have at least 8 of the top 11 income earners in the company are going to be with us. That's a great event where not only will you have an all-star business presentation on the 14th, you'll have an awesome breakfast, a leadership breakfast on the 15th with Joey Carter and Ray Monty and Brian McClure, possibly a few others. You'll have an opportunity to tour the corporate office while you're in Dallas, Texas. On Friday evening, a Q&A with the co-founders of the company, unscripted, unedited. You go to the microphone, you ask them whatever question you want, except anything that can be answered by customer service or consultant support or anything about expansion, they're not going to tell you, okay? But any other questions that you have, walk up to the microphone. Jerry, this question is for you. Chris, this question is for you. They have never skirted around any answers. It's an awesome event. Just being in the room, listening to their answers will give you more confidence in the leadership of this company than anything else. And then on Saturday, you're going to be trained on how to build your business by the best of the best of the best. We're talking top income earners. We're talking purple jackets, blue jackets, yellow jackets. These people have already done it, and they're teaching you how to do it too. You want to be at Power Trip, April 14th through the 16th, ambitpowertrip.com. And one of those yellow jackets is with us here on the call tonight. This gentleman and I go back a little bit. We actually met each other. I as a photographer, he working with another company right here in Austin, Texas. He got into Ambit Energy, had massive success, rapid growth, became a million-dollar income earner a few years back, building a huge business, and was the recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. Please welcome our favorite Canadian executive consultant, Justin Title. Justin, you there?
Thanks, Bear. Appreciate you hosting the call and getting us kicked off this evening, and appreciate the great introduction.
And I got to tell you, we all know you're a wonderful salesman because when we see your wife, Sherry, man, you did a great job to have her say yes to you. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I agree each and every day.
Go for it, buddy.
Hey, we're super excited to have everyone on the call tonight, and it was awesome listening to the call before Bear opened up the call to hear all the different people literally from coast to coast. They're plugging into this great conference call on Sunday night to help you get your Ambit Energy business off to the right start. And here we are. We're in the first week of March. Cher and I were talking about it a couple of days ago. We're not exactly sure where January and February went, but they are now in the rearview mirror as well as 2015. But 2016 is ahead of us, and this is the year to accomplish the things that you thought about last year but didn't get a chance to do. We all are creatures of habit, and usually around sometime in December we make New Year's resolutions to make the next coming year better than the year in the past, and we want to help you achieve those goals. And when everyone was talking about being registered for the big events, that is really a big critical key to success in your Ambit Energy business. I'm going to actually spend a few minutes talking about what Sherry and I believe is the 8 stepping stones to success. But before I do that, I just want to spend a little bit of time on big events. We realized a long time ago when we got started in the direct sales and network marketing industry that there's something special about big events. When you get to a big event, you'll realize that it's not only the information that you hear, but it's also the people that you get a chance to meet, and it's also the increase in your conviction level. So when you go out and talk to somebody about becoming a potential customer or a consultant, there's always two sales going on. It's them telling you why they don't want to become a customer and consultant, and it's you telling them why they should become a customer and consultant. And the person that has more knowledge, more enthusiasm, more conviction usually ends up winning that. And when we go out and build our business, in the beginning, we don't have a lot of enthusiasm and conviction and belief because it's just not there yet. But there's something magical that happens at these big events. And the next big impending event for us as a company is the spring power trip, April 14th, 15th, and 16th. We encourage everyone, regardless of where you live, to get to that event. And it's also about getting your team to those events as well. Sherry and I had a chance last year to go up to the fall power trip in the Northeast, and the room was absolutely packed with people, and I expect this to be a sellout event as well. And Bear mentioned it to you earlier. Go to ambitpowertrip.com to get all the details and information and register for that event before it sells out. Now, if you have a pen and piece of paper handy or your computer handy and you're taking some notes, I'm going to cover with you what Sherry and I identified as the 8 stepping stones to success. So when Sherry and I started in the business, we were just like each and every consultant on this phone here tonight. We had no customers, no consultants. We had no idea what a kilowatt was, and we actually didn't sell gas back then, so selling a therm wasn't even in the discussion. But I want to share with you what Sherry and I did to follow these 8 simple steps to success to go from where a new consultant is today, no customers, no consultants, getting started in their Ambit Energy business, and how you can go to building $1 million income with Ambit Energy. So number one is you got to treat your Ambit business as a business, unlike treating it as a hobby. If you will treat your Ambit business like something that can make you thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially millions of dollars, you'll notice that it will be a great success for you. You know, tonight, dialing into this conference call, that's a commitment to your Ambit Energy business. It's easy to make excuses when you treat something as a hobby and procrastinate and put it off to the next day. And, you know, I'll get to that tomorrow, the next day, or the next week. But when it's your business, the sense of urgency is today. And that's what I want to encourage each and every one of you to do. So treat your Ambit business as a business, and it'll pay you money. And if you treat it like a hobby, it'll end up costing you money. Number two is you have to make a commitment to participate in the weekly conference calls, the presentations, and the trainings. I heard a saying many, many years ago. It said, not every single person that is at the presentations, at the trainings, and on the conference calls is successful. However, all the successful people plug into the conference calls, attend the weekly presentations, and participate in the local, regional, and national training events. See, our business is about following somebody that's already been successful and doing exactly what they do. It's kind of like monkey see, monkey do. And the way to be successful is surround yourself with people that are already having success and do and duplicate exactly what they're doing. And the only way to do that is by attending the events and make a commitment each and every week. How to be successful in our business, it's not about one big giant leap to success. It's that continued, constant commitment, 15, 30 minutes, an hour a day, each and every day over time, that allows you to become successful. Number three is you have to take action, and action initially starts with making a written list of the people that you know. I'm not talking about a list with 2 or 3 or 4 people. I'm talking about a list with 50, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000 people. The more people that you put on your written list that you think will become potential customers, consultants, referral bases, the bigger your business will grow. Our business is a contact sport, and you've got to write down the people that you know. And remember, don't prejudge anybody, because the person you think will do this business probably won't, and the person you think won't do this business probably will. Remember, let them look at the business. And that leads into step four, which is mastering the invitation versus giving the presentation. You don't have to be good at giving the presentation. Ambit's got fantastic tools that will give the presentation for you. What you need to become good at is step four, the invitation, is getting people that you've put on your list to look at our business. And there's two ways to really build your business. You can lead with the service, saving them money on their electricity or gas, or showing them how to get it for free. Or the other part is you can lead with the business. Now, Sherry and I decide we like to lead with the business side. We talk to everyone about the business, and we show them the business utilizing, whether it's the online presentation, whether it's the company magazine, whether it's the national presentation call on Monday night, whether it's a luncheon or evening meeting. We're inviting them to look at the business. Now, if they don't want to become a consultant after hearing the information and why we're excited about Ambient Energy, we default to them becoming a customer, at least help us in our business and become a customer. And if they're not interested in becoming a consultant customer, maybe they can give us a referral and point us in the direction of somebody that might be one. But we're focused on the invitation. We lead with talking to people about the business first, defaulting to customers. Other people do it the other way around. Some people talk about saving money on their electricity or gas bill, try and get a customer, and then talk to them about the business. There's no right or wrong approach. Just any approach, customer, consultant, or consultant, customer, is what you want to do. But you want to master the invitation. Your job is to get people to look at the business and then let Ambit System show them the business for you. Number five is show the plan. If you are not having the results that you want in Ambit, it probably links back to step five right here. You can treat your business like a business versus a hobby. You can make a commitment to be involved in the presentations, the conference calls, and the trainings. You can have a fantastic list, and you can even be a great inviter. But if you're not showing the plan and letting people look at our business on a daily basis, that's probably why you're not having the results that you want. And the easiest way to track showing the plan, Sherry and I focus on something today that we did last year, the year before, and when we first got started in Ambient Energy, and that's what we call our daily method of operation. Your objective to be successful in Ambient is to prospect one person a day and follow up with one person a day. Now, that doesn't sound like a big, huge, arduous task, one person. It sounds pretty simple. But it's simple and easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. But what we want you to see is if you start from today forward and you prospect one person a day and follow up with one person a day, over the course of 30 days, you're going to have 30 people in your prospect funnel that you can show the plan to. Some will say yes, some will say no, and some will say maybe. But step five is you've got to show the plan. Now, step six attaches to step five, and that's you have to follow up. There's been several great Ambit leaders that said no the very first time, and they had looked at the presentation multiple times. But when you show the plan to somebody, you've got to put it on your schedule to follow up. And a yes today could have been a no yesterday. So follow up is critical. Step number seven is check upline. And what I mean by that is if you're following the previous six steps and you're not getting results, and results are simple, gathering customers, sponsoring consultants, promoting people in our compensation plan. If those things are not happening in your team, you need to find somebody in your upline that's making it happen. Find somebody else in Ambit that's making it happen, whether they're a senior consultant, executive, national, yellow jacket, purple jacket, somebody that's making it happen, and ask them to point you in the right direction. It's something can be a little small tweak to help you in building your business. And then the step eight is simple. It's if you're following these seven steps and everything's working for you, continue to repeat it and repeat it and teach your team to follow these simple steps. If you are getting the results that you want, it's because you're following a system of success. And if you're not, it's probably because you're following what you think will become successful. And if it's not happening the way you want it to, you need to tweak it to follow and make a success system work for you. And one other thing that I want to share with you, in addition to this eight stepping stones to success that I just covered with you, the last thing that Sherry and I noticed made a big difference in building our Ambient Energy business is when we got a new consultant started, it was all hands on deck to get them paid. And I remember when we made a conscious decision to start focusing on our new consultants joining, getting paid each and every week, and that ultimately would get us paid in the business. And you can go into PowerZone and look at your commission reports and your weekly checks. Your goal in Ambit, if you want to build a successful business, is you want to get a weekly check each and every week. And Sherry and our first goal is we want to get a $1,000 check each and every week from Ambit Energy. And if you want to build yourself towards a successful Ambit business on your way towards a yellow jacket, it all starts with a weekly check. And how to get your weekly check to grow is to help the new consultants on your team gather their first few customers. They'll earn a weekly check and you'll earn a weekly check. But the magic of a new consultant getting started, going out and gathering a handful of customers in the next week or the following week, and but sending a check to them in the mail or getting a direct deposit, all of a sudden their belief and conviction level moves to the next level. So what I'd like to do right now is bring Bear back on the line, and if he's got any questions or anything else that I can help you guys in building your business, be happy to do so for you this evening.
Well, I do have a question for you. Number five was show the plan, a daily method of operation. To actually show the plan to one person a day and follow up with one person a day. Some people are probably asking, and I've had this question to me, which one of the presentations do you find to be the most effective? Ambit Energy has Energy 526. They have Why Ambit Works. You've got the new video. And then you've got other consultants who have created their own business presentation. Have you found any one of those to be more effective than others?
That's a great question. And actually, we haven't. We have found that any presentation is a good presentation to show somebody, because we have seen in building Ambit Energy that you can say all the right things to the wrong person and they don't get involved. And then you can say all the wrong things to the right person and that person joins in spite of their sponsor. They're actually telling their sponsor, here, get out of the way, I'll sign up, I'll go ahead and build this business. So it's not like there's one presentation method that's better than the others. You just mentioned several online presentations that are great. There's people that have listened to the Monday night conference call and that have signed up in the business, people that have read the company magazine. We've even had people come to the luncheon and evening presentations, miss the why section, miss the company, miss the service, miss the compensation plan, and show up for the testimonials and still sign up at the end. On the flip side of that, we've had people come to the presentation, listen to it front and back, go to a home office tour, meet Chris and Jerry, meet some of the top money earners. Even though we thought we gave them the best presentation possible, still didn't join. So it all comes back to making sure that you're showing the plan. There's not one presentation that's better than the other, but what you have to focus on 100% is starting tomorrow. If you want to be successful in Ambit, you've got to prospect one person a day, and then follow up with one person a day, every single day. John Maxwell used to tell us all the time, you know, we'd ask him a question, well, how often do you do that? Every day. How often do you prospect and follow up with somebody? Every day. Just one person a day. But it's that consistency over time that allows people to become successful. It's not talk to one person tomorrow and then get your yellow jacket in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Okay, and one more question I have for you. Your first one was treat your business like a business. Now, there are some people who are getting into this business who don't have a lot of time. Yeah, and they knew coming into the business that they didn't have a lot of time. They've got a job. They've got family. They've got, you know, obligations to other organizations or what have you, where they see the dream of what Ambit Energy can provide for themselves and their family, but they don't have a lot of time to invest in it. So they kind of give it maybe a little bit less of a priority compared to all the things that they have to do in their lives. How can new people who don't have a lot of time really have the business work?
That's a great question. And actually, sometimes the people that are the busiest and that don't have time necessarily are ones that are usually successful because they know how to be effective with their time. And people ask Sherry and I all the time how to build your Ambit business. And we talk about it during the training calls and the quarterly trainings about being consistent, work your Ambit business 15 or 30 minutes each and every day. It's about taking your Ambit business with you and working it as you go. We're not telling people to take things that they have as priority in their life and put Ambit in front of them, but we want to put Ambit alongside of them. So if you're going to another event and when the time's appropriate and you can talk to somebody about becoming a customer or consultant, fantastic. And if you can't, that's okay too. But it's something that you want to be able to treat your Ambit business just as important as everything else, but you can do it alongside of everything else. There's only certain times during the week that Sherry and I have to be at an Ambit event. We held a Tuesday luncheon here in Dallas at the little restaurant called Sherlock's from 12 to 1 on Tuesday. And we go to that presentation if we're in the city, and we're there. It's not like we cannot be there and participate. So if we're in town, we go. But other than that, the other lunches during the week, we do whatever we want. Evening conference call like this, you know, from 9 to 10 o'clock. We've got certain things that are blocked out during the week that are ambit time. The rest of our building our ambit businesses is we enjoy and do our life, and we build our ambit business as we go. And I think if people will remember that is you only have to carve out certain fixed times during the week, but the rest is just build it as you go. But when I talk to people about building as a business versus a hobby, is sometimes we relate the cost associated with starting Ambit as the opportunity of income that you can earn. And because there's a low cost of entry, sometimes people think there's not a lot of money to be made. And it's the total opposite. Yes, our cost entry is so low, but the upside potential is fantastic to have Ambit do all the heavy lifting. They put together the websites and the business cards and the company magazines and the billing and the customer support and consultant support. And all we had to do is go out and talk to people about it, and then we plug them in to Ambit system. It's absolutely fantastic. And if you will realize that from today going forward, for the rest of 2016, just follow that simple daily method of operation. Prospect one person a day, follow up with one person a day, treat your business as a business, and you'll see that 2016 will be much better than what you accomplished in 2015.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I got one final request. I've had several text messages as we were talking. There's another one. As we were talking, people are asking me if you would just like read the list of the eight again, if you would.
Okay, fantastic. And I meant to do that at the end. So okay. The eight stepping stones to success are, here we go. Number one, treat your business as a business versus a hobby. Number two, make a commitment, be involved in the conference calls, presentations, and trainings. Number three, take action, which starts with writing a list. Number four, master the invitation and the presentation. You only have to be good at the invitation. You don't have to master the presentation. Number five is show the plan, which leads into your daily method of operation, prospect one person a day and follow up with one person a day. Number six is follow up. Number seven, check upline. You're not having the results you want. Find somebody at Ambit that's making it happen. And number eight, if everything's working for you, repeat, repeat, and continue to build your team.
Okay, great. And that leads me to my final question. Number seven, you said check upline. As a new consultant in the business, are you required to only talk to your upline, or can you seek out coaching or information from people in other organizations inside of Ambit Energy?
You know, that's a great question. I always encourage people to go into their back office and find out who their upline regional, senior executive, and national consultant is. You want to start there first because those people have a vested interest to help you in Ambit Energy. But Ambit Energy is a great family. So you might find some in your upline that you really like that can help you, but they maybe do not live in the city that you live in, and you find somebody in your city that you like that's having great success. You can certainly work with them as well. I mean, Sherry and I have built a great group with Ambit Energy, but we have a lot of adopted people that are in Ambit Energy, but they're not specifically in our team. We look after them like they are and willing to help them out. But first is you want to find out who's in your upline that you can work with, but you can also seek guidance and counsel from other people that are involved in Ambit Energy that are having success. Remember, follow the people that are having success in Ambit, not the people that think they know how to build the business but haven't had the results necessary to be successful in Ambit.
You're absolutely right. I have, you know that my sponsor is Brian McClure, but I've had great coaching from so many different leaders inside of Ambit Energy, from other executive consultants to million-dollar income earners to people at the corporate office. So I completely agree. Folks, you got a lot of resources available to you. Take advantage of all of them. You know, you're an independent consultant with the company. You do what you need to do to be successful. Talk to the people that are making it happen, like Justin Title and anyone with a yellow jacket and some of these other leaders. And Brian has said many times, and I'm sure, Justin, you will agree, we've got some very, very successful and powerful leaders that are at the RC level as well, at the MC and RC level, that are very resourceful as well. So I completely agree with that. Okay, listen, I want to thank you for being on the call with us this week. You know, whenever you're on the call, you're always concise. You always bring value. Really appreciate having you. Hopefully you'll bring Sherry on the call next time, because those of us that know you guys, we know that she's a powerful person on the team, and we'd love to hear from her as well. But thank you for being on the call with us.
Thanks, Bear. Appreciate you having me, and appreciate all your time and commitment to making this call a great success.